This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Association, December board meeting.
All potatoes.
Wow, sounds good, huh? Does that mean that's the end?
Picks up everything.
Saturday morning radio, Peter Test, and 10.
It's real.
919 hours. 6734.
They were. No. Their tone was captured here. It was replaying the tone from here, and then he's doing his talk. So that's how the tone happened. You have an echo that was several seconds long. Okay, you have the agenda. Is there any changes that you want to make to the agenda?
Good Lord.
No. Okay, having none, I have a motion to approve this.
I'd like to add something to my knowledge.
Okay, the washer track construction service is on here. Yeah. WTCS is the trash collection service. Okay. Okay. Is there something on there besides insurance? Well, we can talk about wherever we want with the trash collection. It's there under new business. Anybody going to move to approve the agenda?
Yes, let's approve this thing. Where was I? Sleeping for a second there.
Do I have a second? Oh, my God.
We're slow today.
We have to start these things at 10 o'clock. All right. Any other discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
All in favor.
Opposed?
Maybe that's what we should have.
Okay. Okay, public comments. Anybody have anything to say? Steven?
What Nathanson? Happened with the committee to meet with the goals? Have they had a meeting, or what's the deal?
Okay.
The
we don't answer.
They had a short-term, long-term.
Weren't the planning committee?
Yeah, planning committee.
Oh, Gold. That was a family. I'm sorry. The Gold family.
Greg, that was supposed to be.
Okay.
The Golds, we ran them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Steve asked what's going on with the planning committee. Okay. Anybody else? We'll answer the questions later. Right. President's report. I think we just heard as much as we need to hear from me.
I'll second.
Secretary's report.
Minutes from the November 2013 board meeting were distributed to the board for review, posted on the website. Following up on June, October, November business, had not received confirmation from Bill Woodington's office that the approved revised articles of incorporation have been published as required by state law. Received a reply from Woodington's paralegal regarding publication rates for the Camp Verde Journal and the Daily Courier. On 13 November, I instructed their office to go ahead with the publishing with the Daily Courier at the higher rate. On 26 November, I received an additional note from the paralegal letting me know the articles were sent to Camp Verde Journal for publication. She contacted the journal, confirmed they will be that they will complete the publication. On 13 December, we received a note from Donald Zavala from Woodington's office confirming that Camp Verde Journal is publishing the articles, but they had not received an affidavit of publication. To date, this has still not been complete. I will need to investigate. I guess I don't anymore. Investigate if our approved articles are still valid since the state requirement has not been met. A question was raised during the October board meeting regarding any requirements to file the revised articles of incorporation with the IRS. I have not received a reply from our attorney on the issue for the November meeting. I did pose the question again to Whittington's office, but have not had a reply. I will either research the question on my own or contact my personal attorney in Chicago. You can answer it, too. Received an update to the addresses from Sharon Bensey. Those have been applied to our mailing list. And complying with changes to the U.S. Postal Service regulations, which take place on 26 January, and brought to our attention by Sir Speedy Printing, we filed for a customer registration ID for our future mailings. Yeah, no cost for the application.
Big time.
Yeah. On 19 November, we received a letter from Prescott Fire regarding the Walker Fire T-shirt, which was part of the tribute fence for the Granite Mountain Hotshots, the shirts being preserved, along with other articles by the Tribute Fence Preservation Project.
Okay, any questions for Russ?
Motion to accept the secretary's reading report.
And waive the...
Waive the reading of the minutes?
Yes, right, because they've been published.
Okay. Fire chief report.
Sorry,
we got to have a vote.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anybody opposed to accepting the secretary's report as provided and waiving the minutes?
Was there a second to my...
Yeah, motion? Scott's second.
All right,
yeah.
Right on. Okay.
We got it down here, tag team.
We're moving. All right. Blue Angels.
All right, so chief report, calls. We had two medical calls and one false alarm, or, you know, it was a fire alarm, a false alarm. Personnel, we've got one firefighter who's going to take the NIMS 300 and NIMS 400 classes. That's, you know, NIMS classes is an issue that came up a few years ago. Most of them were online classes. The final two are classroom, and Mark Keegan is going to be taking those. So I have both of those. Mariah has them, and now Mark will have them.
Well, where is it going to be, you know?
It is at CERTA in Prescott Valley. It's the Central Yavapai Regional Training Academy. It's down, just down the hill a little bit as you leave Prescott Valley and you turn up on Mendocino.
When is it?
18th.
December 18th?
No, it's,
he's coming to class?
Yeah, I think it's this week.
Yeah.
You still might be able to get in to take the class, but I'm pretty sure it's this coming week. Still on personnel. As I disclosed, in the middle of the month, I've been invited to join the Northern Arizona All Hazards Type 3 IMT team, so I'm pretty excited about that personally. Plus, I think it'll open up some opportunities for the rest of the department in terms of, you know, continuing to raise our profile, but also get a couple of people that are interested an opportunity to be a little more involved than they currently are. Fleet, engine 86, patrol 80, rescue 81 are all chained up for the winter. Patrol 85 successfully participated in both Christmas parades, and then I brought up the issue about having Rescue 81 go out on fires during the wildland season. Again, if you've got, if you think about it and you have screaming objections, let me know. At this point, I've not decided what I think. I just want to know if anyone thinks it's a terrible idea. Training this past month, we had a mapping exercise and a smoke reading exercise. And the turnout for both was in the mid-teens, so we continue to have pretty strong turnout, which is great to see. We have six firefighters that will be attending so far, the Arizona Wildfire Academy. I'm going to be working at the academy for 3 days, which working should be in quotes. I pay a discount rate and get training hours to work that I'm going for. So, but again, it's an involvement that we've never had with the academy before, so hopefully that's positive. HAWIC, it says no report, although I guess there is a report. In recent years, like pretty much the whole time I've been here, they've chipped in to our expense for the Wildfire Academy. They're not going to be able to do that this year, but I think, as I disclosed last time, the county emergency management has paid a little over half of our expense to the academy. Facilities, it says no report. That's wrong. The big accomplishment of the month was Gene Tomek leading a crew of four to get this peculiar heater lit so that we're not all freezing in here. So good job, Gene. Prescott, yeah, lit.
Okay.
Well, I turned the damn thing down. It was like 80 degrees in here when I got here.
Prescott, Basin Ops Group. I had mentioned last month that going back to the Urinale Hill site, we talked about that. That's not going to happen. We're still working out the details on what the next one had been. Since I emailed the draft out a couple of days ago, I had we had a meeting. What we're actually going to do is an all-hazards event that stems from a hurricane that turns into a tropical storm, causes flooding all over Yavapai County. So that will be the Basin Ops drill. And again, I'll be involved with that. Western Yavapai Chiefs Association, No report there. This month's meeting is not until this week. Prescott Regional Communication Center, they've installed a bunch of new equipment, which cost the other departments a fortune. If we paid anything, we paid like $80. It's because of how everything is prorated. They spend $1 million, and it's, you know, tens of dollars for us. In terms of our interaction, we won't notice it. The other big thing with the communications center, Mayor Fire is probably going to be rejoining. They left under some acrimony that I don't know about a long time ago. They've approved to come back. They need to decide whether they can meet the capital commitment to join back up. All of that is not, you know, the details of that are irrelevant to us, other than mayors joining back in, which will make the, you know, it's a lot more money, which makes them stronger. And that's all I got. Any questions?
Okay. The all hazardous thing, I think everybody's in agreement. That's a great idea. I don't know if anybody, if you're participating with that team, I think it's great for us, and it won't start. Well, I guess it could happen. When would they start doing that?
It's a team now.
It's a team now.
Yeah.
So you could, if you had something, you said something happened, you could be in and called out. And
some sort of weird snow situation that causes flooding, you know, somewhere east of here.
Okay.
It's
great.
Could be called.
And I think it's also great that you're working at the Academy, the Wildland Fire Academy. That's, you know, you're extending the exposure that we have to outside agencies. It's just wonderful. I think it's great.
I think it's great, too, and I would just please don't burn yourself out so that a year from now you say I can't do all this. So just pace yourself. We want you here.
Thanks, but no, it's...
Now's when you ask for a raise, right? Yeah, you know.
I can assure you it will double.
No. I need a case of frappuccinos every quarter.
Anybody else for Roger? Any questions for Roger?
You have a motion to accept the fire chief's
motion.
Second.
All right.
No way. It's a competition for you.
Yeah. Well, I'll get the thermostat.
Hello.
Okay. Committee reports, I think.
Nah, we have the treasurer's report.
Oh, yeah, the treasurer. Right. Oh,
don't
my
worry
God.
About it. It's only mine because we're not
what?
Flush.
Sorry,
we're printing money as fast as our little printer will print it.
It's a good report. We want to hear, right?
You all got my email. I'll just go real quick for the record. Contributions received for November, for the month of November, were $15,317. If you recall, we put out an ask in November, early November, was late October, somewhere in there. We'd only budgeted $4,260 yet, so that put us ahead quite a bit, and for the year, contributions are actually up. Didn't do the math, but we've collected 33,000 instead of 17,000, so we're approximately 50% ahead, 100% ahead, excuse me, of where we thought we would be. I have a question for you, Bill. Is the November ask historically something that's always gone out?
Right, right.
So, well, people are giving then. Income for the year to date is $51,903. That's $20,000 more than budgeted.
Wow.
Expenses, thank you, Roger, are right at $50,000, which is $14,000 less than budgeted. And the net income for the year to date is $1,834. That sounds bad, but generally at this time of year, we budgeted to lose $30,000. So we're $34,000. To the good, that's actually our 6 month, I believe.
Right.
So, and I always give this warning. I mean, timing is everything in financials. You know, have a fire truck blows an engine tomorrow or something. In other words, a lot of things and expenses weren't needed that have been needed in the past. So all of us who run household budgets know, you know, you go along saying everything's going great and all of a sudden whammo. So I'm very happy with it. Second thing on Mike, it's not really the treasurer's thing, but it's the fundraising committee that we've been talking about forever and ever. You know, I've talked to three people now, and I don't have any takers, and I don't know a lot of people, but we need, and it can't be in an email because people aren't going to take a job because we send out an email. I'd like to do something right now for the next question. We need to come up with a few names that we can contact. My vision, and I'm open for, you know, a lot of people hear fundraising, they think, oh, they want me to go call everybody and ask them for money. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for an administrator of fundraising, in my eyes, that organizes all the different functions that we're talking about, that, you know, we ask in November, we ask in this month, we send out the newsletter and this, we do in that, and then make sure that there's people assigned to do the work at that given time. Because what happens is these dates sneak up on us and we go, oh, crap, you know. And then we're running. And frankly, I don't think that's the treasurer's job. I mean, because I know in the past, treasurers seem to do everything. You know, I'm not one of those old treasurers. I'm pretty lazy. Plus, I'm not here 90% of the time. But if we had somebody in charge of fundraising that could just keep that calendar and make sure that we're getting people in the positions to do these jobs so that Bill doesn't have to do it every time himself or somebody else. Right now, it's just happenstance. All oh, shit, we got to get a letter out, you know. Quick, we do a letter, we send it out. But that's not the way fundraising should be. I mean, it should be on a calendar so we know exactly, you know, 6 weeks ahead of time that we need to get the letter out. So I'm open for any. We don't need a committee, per se, quite frankly. We need a person, yes.
Who here is friendly enough with Carolyn Isley?
I already asked her.
Oh, really?
Yes. Okay. She was one of them.
I'm happy to do it, too. In fact, I've thrown my hat in the ring, and I think you've also kind of mentioned you'd be willing to help out, right?
Really?
Yeah, so the two of us could co-chair this thing, and we can. I think you're right, though. I think the idea is to have some framework in place where we know when the letters go out, all this stuff. You know, when is other than just when's Walker Day and when's the pig roast, but there are other things that come up.
Well, when do the letters go out? When do the because rally the newsletters and all that are part of fundraising because we're doing the newsletters, frankly, as a to prop up fundraising. Well, can the three of us meet real quick after the meeting and we just kind of talk about it? And that would be
sure.
Great.
Sure.
I think we could get Carol Isley to be on the committee.
She would be willing to help. Sure.
She's a neat lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's somebody in the area that doesn't like her.
That's impossible.
But you know, that's impossible. I know.
She's a great guy.
Love is in the air in the community.
Yeah.
She's a smart lady. She's a smart lady.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're making my day here because it kind of scares me the way we just keep pulling our shotgun, you know, and running around and sending things out. We get it done
in spite
of ourselves.
Yeah, when the bell rings, we're done. But.
And I can't explain this aberration because the budget this year is much lower than last year as a result of income from last year because, you know, we designed a budget that I thought, you know, was doable, you know, versus – you know, pie in the sky, it would be great if we can spend this much. So I'm perfectly happy. But, you know, we're still in that mode of not wanting to spend any money on anything, which isn't good either. So, you know, we have to find – this is not an entree to just start spending money because this could turn around very quickly. But at this rate, we could actually have surplus this year. Wouldn't that be incredible?
Well, that's what we need to work towards. Like you said, that way if the truck motor blows up and there's 20,000, we're prepared for it.
For a little bit of color, a big part of the savings is a thing we worked out with the fleet maintenance for how we kind of every other year we do a big service on the trucks. And so this is the year where, you know, it's the first time we've done this where it's more just focusing just on the moving parts as opposed to, you know, keep bumper to bumper, make sure all the lights work, you know, that type of thing. And so that's saving us a lot of money. We have, you know, needed things and we spent money. We bought radios. We needed, you know, 5 radios and, you know, it was a big expense. So it's not that we've not been spending money. It's just don't minimize the extent to which we've been lucky with not having huge repairs
on older vehicles
and that sort of stuff. But, you know,
which is exactly my point.
Yeah, I mean, not having spent money isn't quite right. It's just that the need has been less this year, but when we've needed stuff, we have gotten it done. So I don't want anyone to think that we're skimping on stuff. It's just a circumstantial thing.
While you're here, we've had a subject where people have been paraphrasing you for the last several months when you've been out and around, and that is concerning fundraisers where we want to allocate the receipts of the fundraiser specifically for medical reasons. Your viewpoints have been quoted as being, one, we don't want to set up a separate accounting for that, to two, we don't want to have a specific donation for medical because then people might not donate to the rest, which makes it hard to do a medically-oriented fundraising when we can't tell people that the funds are actually going to go towards medical. Again, people have said, well, Vic said, this is the first time we've actually discussed it with Vic sitting right there.
Well, there is... We have set up an account for it. Here's the problem. You set up these accounts, but then there's no mechanism, and you know this because all you do is numbers, Scott. there's no mechanism as to what gets charged against that account. What's the legitimate account? Roger and I talked about this briefly. And frankly, what we're doing is just taking what was, you know, we already are in the budget putting money for medical operations in the budget.
I'm saying very specific things. We decided we wanted XYZ, it was going to be $10,000.
But see, nobody's told me that, and the board hadn't approved of that. So the money comes in, it's earmarked for medical, and I don't know what the hell it's supposed to be spent on. So we're things that are coming in that are medically related, we're charging it to that account.
Okay, so can we, do you have any issue if we set up a goal for medical, and so we need $10,000, and we told people of the public we're generating a barbecue and all the money are going towards this medical need.
It's not the treasurer's job. If we get a fundraising committee, which we have two, get Carol, that would be a question. What I'm trying to do, and I've mentioned this about 100 times, is people have in their mind how much money they're going to give to Walker Fire. You come to them and ask them for $100 for medical, they'll give you $100. Well, typically they give $200 for the general, then we get $100. So we're getting the same amount of money.
That's an assumption.
That's an absolute assumption. Absolute assumption.
But
it's not an assumption.
But then that
because I'm convinced last year when they raised all the money for the Big Bug Station, if you take the amount of money that was raised for the Big Bug Station and add that to the shortfall of what we were, it's almost identical. So the 20-some thousand bucks that was raised over here was subtracted from the general fund. And I love Mark Heron. I really do. He's a dear friend. But for him to make the comment that it's not going to affect their giving, it's just not true. People have in their mind how much they're going to give. I'm convinced that's why our contributions were down last year, because somebody had given to another piece of it. I don't know. This is, again, not the treasurer. I'd like a fundraising committee to look at that. You know, I'm happy to do anything, but if it affects the general fund and we can't operate, that's my concern. Go ahead.
So how actually is this dispersed? I mean, I look at it like, and I'm just putting this in my own framework. You know, we have household checking, we have joint checking, and I manage the road where we are. So I have a road association. So I have an account for a road association. So each year we get money for the road association, put it into that account. So when we get money in for medical, does it go into an account or just goes into a general fund and we don't know where that is, it's just mixed up, and if we need to spend some, we just take it out of the general fund? But how does that work?
Well, we're not going to set up separate accounts for fundraising. I'm not.
I'm not for fundraising.
No, there isn't a separate account on the chart of accounts that says medical income. Okay, contribution.
Well, it doesn't have to be a separate account, but what I hear you saying, and this is where we are, if we have a medical need, a goal that we want to do above and beyond, say increased paramedic coverage during certain months, and we want to bring in $20,000 a year, it makes it hard for me to say, okay, we're going to do this if it's the feeling, the consensus of the board that we don't want to do something medical above and beyond, because then we're going to lose that income for the regular, then what's the point even trying to increase the medical wherewithal that we have. So it sets back what I've been trying to do, which is make it so we are, our medical response time and abilities is better than it was a couple years ago.
Yeah,
not that it's bad now, but just to help.
It's not up to the treasurer to determine how we spend our money. It's up to the board.
Well, your word and your opinion matters, and we've heard everyone else's opinion, so this subject hasn't been talked about.
My suggestion is if you've got something you want to do, that you make a proposal to the board, and they approve it or they don't approve it, and the treasurer will make it happen however the board wants it done. You've heard what I said, so I'm not going to repeat it. I'm all for raising money any damn way we can. But I don't want us to kid ourselves either that we're finding new money, because I'm convinced that we're not finding new money. We're just taking it from this hand. If people are willing to get more for medical than they would have for the general, for sure, why not? You know what I'm saying?
Find new sources.
Correct.
Okay.
New sources. Now, go ahead, Rhea.
If I was treasurer.
And now, by God, I bet you I can arrange that job.
I'm on the fundraising committee.
That's right.
If
if I was treasurer and a decision was made by the board to do certain things financially, X, Y, Z, right, I would think, okay, you guys made a great decision, the group did, but who is the one that has to implement this and administer it? You set up separate accounts. You set up, pretty soon you're doing a whole lot more accounting work than maybe what you're doing today. Not you, but the treasurer. And to me, I'd be opposed to that. I'm not to where unpaid position. You do the best you can, but don't complicate the life. Don't complicate it for some reason that's nebulous or is unnecessary. That's my feeling.
From an accounting standpoint, it's not a big deal. Really, it's a matter of the board saying, when this bill comes in, apply it to this chart.
I just want to get to a point. It doesn't even have to have a separate account, but if we go out and we say, here's a need, we raised $5,000 for that need, I want that $5,000 allocated for whatever the need is that people contributed to.
John, go ahead. It's easy if it's a tangible item. We need an emergency vehicle. We need $15,000. Boy, that's easy. People put in, you have a barbecue, you raise $8,000, it goes right to that. That's easy. Other than that, you know, we have a Walker Day, or we have the pig roast. We were about $1,000 short. We didn't budget for the paramedic last year, correct? The ride-along. That wasn't budgeted. So we were about $1,000 that cost us. So the pig roast brought in a grand, and we just basically threw it into the general fund, and it covered that. We touted it as to help with the EMS side, but
I don't see the difference.
Yeah, I think it's just difficult to manage it.
If it's easy to do it for a truck.
Well, it's tangible. Well, if you said a goal, we want to have 15 additional days of paramedic ride-along summer.
There you go.
At X amount of money.
That is more tangible.
Roger, did you have something?
Yeah. Part of the equation here, and I felt this way for a while, is kind of a lack of clarity and a lack of focus on this whole issue. We want to have money go to the medical. That is what's behind several of the events here. Well, that doesn't mean a damn thing in terms of running a corporation. If, you know, Scott alluded to it, if we're defining some narrow goal that we're putting money toward, and I'm not in favor or against either way here, but in terms of running this more efficiently, we got to end this nebulous thing. We're raising money for the business because we had an issue where, okay, we got this money. What does that mean? We were able to apply it to people going to the Wildfire Academy taking the medical classes. So that worked out well, but it may not always work out. If we had some vague thing tomorrow to raise for medical and $1,000 came in, we wouldn't necessarily know what to do with it other than to put it toward medical supplies.
Okay.
The vagueness needs to end.
I know we're going on, Bill, but let me respond to this. Of course, you're absolutely right. Case in point, the volunteer recognition dinner, there was two buckets. One was medical, people were carrying around and really getting money. The other one was just sitting on the table, and it was general. There was $1,200 in the medical at the end of the night and $100
in the general.
Okay. So people want that, and I just want to get to the point.
Now, somebody was pushing it, but that's the difference.
Okay, hang on. Okay, if summarize this.
And I'm not against it.
Okay. Summarize this. There is a request or a position, a feeling that we need some sort of mechanism for specialized funds, directed, targeted funds. And as it stands now, the board has not approved anything like that. Somebody needs, if they have that kind of a request, bring a specific request to the board. Let the board have a discussion about that particular issue, and the treasurer will, if it passes, decide, make the mechanism work.
I'd like to add a piece to that. If we're going to have a fundraising committee, it should go to the fundraising committee, who then makes the recommendation to the board.
Right.
Because all this stuff should go through, all these special things should go through the fundraising committee, because we have so many different things that we do, and people want to have an art show, they want to have this, they want... All that needs to go through the fundraising to see if it's keeping with the overall plan and we're not depleting, you know, the limited amount of money we have to raise in this committee.
Okay. I agree. But in the past, we've not had this fundraising committee identified, so people haven't had really a place to go. It appears now today that we are forming this committee. We have formed the fundraising committee. We're now staffing the fundraising committee, and they're going to meet informally here afterwards and make some sort of policy, and then they can bring that to the board about how they want us to deal with fundraising requests. The way it is now, because the fundraising committee hasn't really been in effect, that if you wanted to bring something, you had to bring it to the board, and we have a discussion. There was a vote on this during the meeting that you couldn't call into because somebody didn't bring it to the board. So that's the fundraising committee is now staffed, it appears.
Our chair.
Co-chairs. And the committee chairman will select their members if they need members.
So okay. is it the...
But actually, now, wait a minute. Okay. I'm sorry. You have a question.
Is it the feeling, because the last time I brought this up two meetings ago, it was the feeling of the board, Vic, you weren't there, that if we raised $5,000 for a specific medical goal, we could not guarantee those people that were contributing that the money they were contributing was going to go towards that medical goal. It would go into the general slush fund and maybe go towards that goal. I would like the support of the committee that
sure.
When we get a specific goal and I say $5,000 for this,
right.
That if we raise that $5,000, it goes towards what we're trying to raise the money for and nothing else.
Okay. Right. I think that.
And we didn't have to solve it.
Okay.
So, Vic, we had decided Vic.
I agree with you 100%. If we're going to go that route and we raise money under a premise, we have to live up to it because
right.
We'll never raise another dime if we don't.
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
But the way it stands now, there is no specific vehicle for specified money.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Right.
We can change that.
Because we backed off when the board didn't feel we could commit to using the money that we
right.
generated for something, for that thing that we're advertising. Now, if we have the consensus of the board that when we find a likely goal to do medically, that those funds would go towards that goal and nothing else, then...
And we'll have a vehicle for being able to do that.
I hate to prolong this thing, but I think this is really, really important. I think, remember also that all these things need to be run through the fire chief, too. The fire chief's, you know, budget comprises medical, so that we don't have people raising money for something that he's not in agreement with that we should be raising it
for. Okay.
So I think, in fact, Roger, you'd be a great ad hoc person just to be on the committee.
Sure.
So because we're raising money for you, you know, and if somebody comes and says, I want to get a new $10,000 defibrillator, you know, we're going to look to Roger and say, do we need a $10,000 defibrillator, or is just somebody's idea that this would be a great thing to have? Whereas we really need a $10,000 water pump over here, yeah, which is infinitely more important. I don't, you know, that's operations. I'm out.
That was part of the equation this fall from the pig roast is, you know, or someone made the decision to raise money for medical, and I didn't, you know what
right.
it was for, and it wasn't that we couldn't guarantee a finite purpose. It was. We couldn't guarantee money vaguely raised for medical going to medical. That's
okay.
how I recall the thing a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Right, and that was my call, to call
yeah.
it medical so we could turn it into a fundraiser
okay.
rather than just a freebie from the board, you know.
I think we all see how peaceful
okay.
this has been.
I got nothing else.
No. It's fine.
So I make a motion that we accept the treasurer's report.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Rudy... Yeah. Let's move. Rudy seconds. Okay. Now, there's discussion. I have one more point.
Nope.
And when we create a committee, reading through the bylaws, the committee appoints its own chairman. That's how it works in our bylaws. So you, Rudy, and Roger are on this committee as of this meeting today.
And I'll be happy to sit in.
And you're
going to
sit in. So this committee will then appoint its chairman. And then that chairman will report back to us. All right. Any other discussion? Yes. Thank you very much. Any other discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor of approval of the treasurer's report?
Good one.
Any opposed?
Good
one. Right. Have questions now?
No. Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I forgot one last little one.
We've already accepted your report. You can't go back.
It's an easy one. This is a separate piece. Greg Stava. Several years ago, had instituted, for those of you who know about financial statements, you know, there's a line called depreciation where we, you know, you set up the value of something, and every year you subtract, you know, you plug a number in to go towards that depreciation, and we started putting that in, but it makes absolutely no sense in our fire department because we don't have a fund for replacement. So... my suggestion is that we remove that. Greg would disagree with me, But because if we have to buy a fire truck, we're not going to do it through our books. We're going to go out and do a special fundraiser. So every year, our books take a real hit from this depreciation thing.
Okay.
Scott knows what I'm talking about. So the question is, it'd be one thing if we were funding a replacement fund, but we don't.
Okay.
But I need the board's permission.
A quick answer for me for that, if everybody's you are the treasurer. You keep track of the accounts. Your accountant helps you do that. If you include depreciation in there, you include depreciation.
No, I disagree. I think this is a big number. We're talking about $30,000-$40,000 a year.
Yeah, but it's a not real number.
Well, it's a very real number if you have to buy a fire truck and there's nothing left
right.
that you've depreciated for it.
Yeah, the depreciation thing, when he started doing
to delete that number so that we're on a cash basis. So
right.
You're reading, you realize we're taking in this much, we spent this much. So at the end of the year.
Well, it's more reflective of exactly where we are. You can look
absolutely.
At
exactly.
Exactly.
First,
what do we have?
Depreciation number, which is just a.
Absolutely.
First of all, they couldn't even do it for the buildings because they have no idea. There's no basis written anywhere.
Right.
I mean, it's all,
the value. Yeah, absolutely.
It just convoluted the number.
So are you making a motion?
Beats the hell out of me when I'm done.
All right. Somebody move. We convert to a cash basis.
I make a movement that we go to a cash basis. I think it's more reflective of what we need for our needs.
Okay, have a second.
Well,
is that the price or right terminology?
No, it's not. We're still on an accrual system. We're just not showing depreciation.
Right.
In other words, cash means you only count cash in and cash out.
Yeah, modify your.
So modified.
Okay, so all right. Second. Any more discussion about this? Need all in favor? I think Chuck votes yes.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
No, are you coming into town and you shake us all up?
Uh-huh.
Well, Christ,
no.
Anybody raise their hand for approval?
Bill.
We should add that we have president, secretary, we should have that. As a line item for
what?
Our future meeting.
What's this?
Fundraising report.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it'll be under
it's
the
in
committee
there.
Report.
You're already in here.
Okay.
Okay. You're part of the committee. You're part of the reports. Okay. And now we've lost 2 seconds of our.
Well, you know what? I would be happy to chair the fundraising committee because
well,
I'm already chairing Walker Day and half the pig roast. So that those are the two biggest fundraisers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he got up and left.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were in the bathroom.
Yeah. The wall
I'm sorry. No. I thought that you were in the other room.
I got that description.
Just amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The committee reports the bylaws. The fundraising we just discussed. Lauren, you want to talk about Firewise first, or you have anything to talk about Firewise? You don't have to if you don't want to.
Well, I think I can bring up the one grant, the County Title III grant, terminates at the end of this month. We've already sent in our final report. We spent all the money.
Good.
The state grant terminates June 30th, 2014. And we've received one reimbursement. We're waiting on a little over $10,000 in reimbursements now from the state before we can pay for some more completed mitigations.
So who fronts the money in the first place, Lauren?
We do.
Okay, who's we? Being WFPA or you personally or what?
Homeowners.
The WCA.
Yeah, okay. So you're at $10,000 and you're waiting for Do we owe you any money? And we had some agreements to, help fund some of these things like these dumpsters and stuff. Okay.
The grinder operation was all paid out of the Title III funds.
Okay.
It's all paid for.
Sure. It's a great thing.
What grant did we come under? Our Janet and I.
State grant.
That was the state grant. Okay.
There was a. Training scheduled for December the 5th or December 7th and 8th, I think it was. It's canceled. It's for home ignition zone assessment training. There'll be another one coming up in February. This is a $195 course if you've taken through the academy. State Forestry is offering it for nothing. The reason this last class was canceled was they couldn't get enough participants. They need at least 15. They'd like a total of 30. And anybody interested in that, it is a two-day class. The first day and part of the second day is in-class training, and then you go into the field and actually perform assessments. So if you're interested in that, let me know, and I'll get with the state.
Does this community need more people? I know the Red Cross is doing this in conjunction with the state, because the reason the Red Cross is involved so that there are people do this, using their volunteer cadre. But in talking to our folks down in Phoenix, the Red Cross, it's like, you know, we need to earmark certain communities. I mean, how many assessors? We have quite a few assessors in our area, don't we now?
Worldwide assessors?
Yeah.
No.
So, okay. Now, I took this course in Colorado, but everybody should take it because it's fascinating to go out with people. Because I did it in Estes Park, and I was with the fire chief for Estes Park on the second day, and it was just incredible. You take us up these roads and see all these beautiful homes. They start on fire. We can't do anything. I mean, whole communities, they won't even drive their trucks into. I mean, I'm like, it's a real eye-opener when they start pointing these things out to you.
That might be a good place to send people who are worried about not wanting to cut trees on
right,
the property.
Right.
I had a course, you know, so I'm somewhat qualified. It was a wildlife landscaping course with the U of A extension. This is further training, and this actually gives you a certification.
I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Is it in-kind, is that what you call it, when a homeowner does work on their own property, and then that goes to PAWIC?
It doesn't go to PAWIC. It can go to PAWIC.
Okay.
It goes against toward the grant, wherever the grant is.
Okay. All right.
So PAWIC grant, yeah.
I think that's unclear, especially to me, but I'm sure a lot of the guys here aren't even aware of it, and gal. I probably put 20 hours in my property when they came and did our mitigation. They cut a tree down, and then I would, you know, buck it up and split it and stack it and all that kind of stuff. But that 20 hours goes towards what?
Neither of the grants that we were working on last year had in kind.
Okay, I got you.
Future grants may.
Okay, I see.
And it probably should.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good habit for people to get into, right, is to fill out their home worksheets and...
To qualify for FireWise renewal, we need $2 per capita.
Okay, right.
So that's what, a little over $4,000 that we need for the community to show either in actual expenses or in-kind work. And they're giving us, I think, $23.76 per hour for in-kind right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard to meet that
$4,000. Right, right.
Okay.
So is that something that should be handed out, like at the annual meeting, for people to have that worksheet so they're aware that they need to be keeping up on these things?
If the future grant
requires
it,
okay, I got you.
Then I'd like to campaign for that.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. I just didn't want to be missing out on either some money or saving some money for the WCAA if that was needed. Okay.
Well, and see, we haven't needed it for another reason. The grant themselves, whatever we spend on the grant themselves, through the grant, all that money also applies toward the FireWise renewal. So,
okay, gotcha.
You know, we had...
It's been covered.
Well beyond $4,000.
Right. Well, they just mitigated the most dangerous property in Walker yet, right? That was our house.
They did a good job.
Rest assured, the fire truck's not going here.
They shouldn't need to.
Okay, any other questions for Lauren? Great job, Lauren.
Lauren, just as a reminder, Betsy Bykirk was the first person who contacted me when I made a plea for somebody for the fundraising committee, so she'd like to.
Okay.
What's the future looking like for grants, Lauren?
The Title III has not been announced yet. Usually it's announced before this time of the year. I do know that Congress renewed the act, so we should be getting some Title III money. But this filters down from the feds to the state to the county. So when this happens, then we'll submit an application. It'll probably be in... in March or April, the state will announce another WFHF grant.
The irony here is it's been proven by the federal government studies that the mitigation saves them a fortune on the other side of fighting the forest fire.
Right.
They're spending billions of dollars to fight them, but they want to choke the chain that would mitigate it. So,
I don't know
if that comes as a surprise to anybody.
No, that's right, Okay, anything else about FireWise?
Okay. You're appreciated, Lauren.
Yeah, there's a place in Walker having for you.
Okay, bylaws. Bylaws. Chuck, you prepared to talk about the bylaws?
Reignited after health and drug issues.
Okay.
Reignited in the field.
I dropped the ball on it a while ago. Left a month or nothing.
Well, no, I was just reading through them the last couple of days, and this nightmare of
membership
thing is, can we? You need some help.
It's pretty clear. I went through, and I don't know if anybody else looked at the previous stuff.
Which previous?
Well, the one we got back from Winnington.
Okay.
Fairly concise.
Right.
We modify it and then probably just eradicate
all this.
That.
Yes, redo.
And just redo.
I don't have a copy of those. I don't know that I don't have a copy of them. I just don't know that I could find it real easy. You want to forward those on to all of us?
Yeah.
And let us, because I think those are probably intact as they stand with very little changes.
Yeah.
This complicated formula was a result of some trauma that was going on in the community. I think that's all gone, hopefully. Maybe not all gone.
I think so. What we
primarily
do we want to, and this is I'll put this to the board, do we want to look at this as a membership? Because really we don't have a membership right now. What we have is a donators. We have donors. Memberships mean that you actually belong to the fire department as a member. And that is in neither of the bylaws. And that really is a function of, okay, if you're going to spend $25 a year for a member, it gives you the membership right to vote. Now, you can donate $300 a year, but that $25 gives you the buy-in on the membership. So it's one of those things where it's a matter of semantics. How does the board want to really look at this kind of a situation? Do we say, okay, if you're going to have membership, you have to pay $300 a year to be a member, and then you get a right to vote? Or do we make the membership very simple so that, personally, I think we've always had the property owners' husbands and wives vote. Those are the joining members for the property, and I'd like to see that continue. I don't know how the board feels about that, but that would seem to me to be the right way to go. And if that's the case, do we just say, okay, we forgo the membership, don't call it a membership, we're donors to a...
You've been having this around in your mind for a while, probably more than us. What's your recommendation?
Well, if you wanted to meet the accreditation for the Arizona codes, statutes on this, you would need a member.
Yeah, but membership, the definition of what a member is very loose.
It's pretty loose.
Does it require money? Does it require buying a member?
Doesn't require anything other than acknowledgement that you're a member.
Right. Well, in our case, I think you have to show up at the annual meeting and say, give me a ballot.
It's whatever. Right. That's what it has been.
Right.
You need members because the board, is elected by the community people, which becomes, by definition, members. That's what the corporation definition of a member, the Corporation Commission definition of a member is. If you are elected by a body of people, those people are members. And then our bylaws define what a member is. And it's been, in the past, very lax. Anybody who wants to show up, from the get-go was considered a member, even though they weren't necessarily...
This by the way, was discussed ad nauseum on the last board.
Yeah.
And just for the record, I mean, remember I brought up the thing about the Red Cross. The Red Cross has, like, one sentence that covers the whole thing. It's the largest charity in the world. Either give your time or give your money to vote.
Yeah.
you know, and they articulate what it is. I was the sole person who voted to make it a requirement that that be the case for Walker, that people either give or volunteer to vote. You know, we could, and everybody else says, no, no, we can't do that. And, I don't understand why, because it just makes it much easier to have a record of who gave and who volunteered, and those are the people who vote.
Well, I was real opposed to doing a vote.
I would be supportive of that. Now, if someone is not a member, that doesn't mean in a fire emergency we wouldn't go out and take care of their house.
Right.
There's no penalty. It's just the ability to vote on issues.
What we're doing with this bylaws is making a determination who can vote.
Correct. Right.
And so in the past, it's been for, Roger's been here forever, he knows this, it's been, you know, one, two. You've got a husband and a wife. And they vote, and that's basically been the fixed benefit. If you showed up at the meeting and you own property, you could vote.
And is it adults in the house living in it?
It's two per property now, correct?
Well, we codified it, but I mean it was not just simply like everybody in our family would show up at the board at the end of the meeting would vote.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, so like you know you grew up here. When you became an adult and your parents, you know, had property and you were part of the family. When you came down, everybody participated. Nobody said you can't vote.
No, I think what it looks like, you know, the only thing about Whittington and when they did this, the prior one, which I'll send around, is that if you had more than one property, you only got one vote. You had one vote for every property. Well, we're not going to do that.
No, you only have one vote.
If you own property,
right.
You get a vote and probably your
yeah.
spouse.
Okay. Anything you can do to simplify this
yeah.
is fine
yeah.
with me.
I agree.
Yeah. I would love nothing better than just to make it simple. Give or volunteer, you vote. If you don't give or volunteer, you know, why do people have a right to show up to vote on something when they don't really participate in it? I don't understand. I know. Let's not go there. But
right. Yeah. Okay.
We
can have this discussion when we're sitting by ourselves and not everybody
I'll
else.
Try to
yeah, we will have a meeting
I find
for this.
We'll have
this meeting when everybody wants to talk about the membership thing because there are people who have very strong opinions about this. And
I'll try to incorporate that.
For the record, I want antibiotics or anybody
yeah.
coughing on here.
It's a lightning rod. Okay.
I just checked out
over here.
Because of his back. Any other committee? Any other committees?
The welcome thing is taking a backseat too, so that's just one of those deals where.
Okay, I think that's in the old business part. Okay, all right. Volunteer of the Month recognition. Other than saying thank you to Lauren, we'll have to come up with something for Lauren. We give him a big axe or something.
Okay, we'll play some hanging in Walker Heaven.
Fire extinguisher would be perfect.
Right? Fire extinguisher.
Yeah,
something like that. Old business.
Otherwise.
Monthly Euro Nations at Work newsletter didn't get sent. So
it did or didn't?
It did not, as far as I know. So.
Well, let's get it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So
we get your approval.
You had been kind of the gatekeeper for the.
I've received nothing.
Goes back to the committee. Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
who's responsible for what?
All right. Okay. In terms of access and asking
right.
Chris to do things on the board for those of us that need to send him stuff directly, there's nothing wrong with Rudy sending his newsletter right straight to Chris, is there? Rather than have to come through you. I think the only reason we need to have you as a gatekeeper for Chris is to keep him from dealing with people who want to change all this stuff. Whenever you have something to publish, if Russ wants to send his minutes out, he sends it directly to Chris. You have your letter, just send it right straight to Chris.
Beautiful.
And then we'll just do it that way. Rather than anything we have to do that wants to discuss with Chris about the makeup of the website, you know, where the links are and that sort of stuff. Then we deal with you.
I'm usually handling all the poop that comes back from people saying, oh, you know, I bought my property and I can't get insurance. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you're getting those. Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So the monthly. Rudy, you going to send that? When we send anything, we send in an email.
Yeah.
Why can't we put a little paragraph at the bottom that says, have you made your donations yet? Some sort of a little reminder even if there's a lost dog, you know, remember the
police support.
Please support your fire department. Your donations are needed.
Right.
Some sort of a statement at the bottom is that every time something goes out, lost dogs, found dogs, you know, muddy roads, whatever somebody wants to, you know, get on. You know, those are the kinds of things that should come through you. Chris shouldn't have to filter that. If somebody wants to put, you know, send out an email that's not part of the board, then it probably should be channeled to you. Although he's probably listed as the webmaster, so he'll get it anyway. But we don't want to overwhelm him. Welcome information, you said it's on hold still. You're working with Lauren and Betsy about getting something out. Fire safety education, that's, I think it was also part of what you were doing in terms of FireWise and things, right? Bylaws, we already talked about that. Nonprofit language for operating procedures. What are those three things that you raised? What are those? You remember?
Yeah, it
was a whistleblower.
And don't ask me to do that. Smell a lot of drugs.
Okay. Do you have anything? Do you have anything in Roger in your operating procedure about people that are whistleblowing?
No.
It's nothing. Nothing is in there. And you have been working on the guidelines procedures.
That has stalled out. Long story short, but it is something that we need to, you know, to circle back to. And
sure. Well, you have a set of operating procedures,
yes.
Right? They just may be dated.
Lauren has set out some lines for that.
Yeah, that's a good way to
say it.
So what was that umbrella? What is this all under?
It's for nonprofits.
There's
some requirement that Whittington suggested to Chuck that there are three particular things that need to be, for sure, either in the bylaws or as an operating procedure. Or a whistleblower, I forget.
Conflict of interest, Lauren had just said.
Conflict of interest. I think the conflict of interest.
Covered in our
bylaws. I don't know if sexual harassment's in or not, because that's already in our, we have that in our bylaws, as I found out.
I think conflict is in our bylaws.
I think the conflict is for sure, and whether or not the whistleblower part is, I don't know. And then the ads, we have never really come to a conclusion about what to charge for ads on the website.
How about if we just put $50 on it?
Okay. Make a motion. Chuck moves.
Second. Oh, man. I think you might have knocked me out. Yeah.
Okay.
Got me sleeping.
Any discussion about adding a $50 fee for an ad on the website?
So is that now, we just need to know duration. Is that $50 that gets sent out once a month through the webmaster?
Oh, my God. You're going to ask
once
questions like that.
I mean, we need to determine. We need to make
this. It's
work.
On the website.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the website.
So
it's not a monthly thing.
Okay. So it's basically on there.
Yeah, and we can augment that by
$50. We still have to have a time frame. I'd say a year.
Year.
Okay. And you can augment that by, if you want to have a banner floating by, you could be $100.
Let's just say $50.
We may have just complicated.
See how many people get
on.
Right.
And see what they complain. Right. Okay.
And then we'll see if we have.
And if they feel like it's.
All right. Any other discussion about the banner? I mean, about the ads?
How do we announce that?
Announcement
that you can now put an ad into the.
Okay.
I'll let everybody know.
That's a fundraising committee to me. So
I just want observation.
I think everything's going to get dumped on fundraising, you know? We need a new tire out there. Call fundraising.
I have one observation about fundraising. My financials, you changed the request to $300. 99% of the things that are coming through are for $300. Nobody questioned that it went from $250 to $300. They just checked the box.
$300.
So,
maybe we should have made it $300.
Some people are giving less, but those who are giving $250 are now giving
$300. We should have checked $500, huh?
Hello.
I think that might be fine.
Okay, so the ads, we need to vote. Anybody?
$50.
Okay, all in favor of making a $50 ad? Okay. Opposed? Okay, new business legal representation. We had that discussion.
What did we want?
Executive session?
Where are we at with that?
We're no place. I think that it's status quo is what we're doing. I think that
I do recommend I make a motion that all legal aspects go through Chuck. If there's questions, if there's authorities, he has a good relationship, they answer him rather than everyone calling. If there's an issue, just call you or email you if that's okay with you. And complicated motion, but I think that's.
I think Bill would like to talk with us a little bit about it. He's before back on vacation.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right now,
pardon?
No board member can go to an attorney directly and expect to get said, covered except out of your own pocket. Right now, you have to have board approval to go to...
Well, specifically on what they were allocated to do. And we had multiple people calling. If I'll volunteer that if Chuck's sick and you want me to fill in, then I'll fill in for it.
You have officers here. Russ was responsible for making sure that our records are kept. I think that's a reasonable thing for the secretary to call over there and find out where these things are that he's supposed to have given to us. So this is an anomaly. This is certainly something that Whittington didn't do right out of his office, and we were just trying to follow up on that, so I don't think there's anything wrong with Russ trying to ask him where they are. Russ asked the office.
Yeah, I think they were trying to do something right for us.
Well, whatever they were trying to do, they didn't do it. So, okay. So I think that Chuck, if we're going to go to Whittington to ask for legal advice, that's Chuck is a guy that we've already made that appointment.
After the board has agreed what we're asking for.
Right,
right. So five people calling with different
things. Right.
He's not the arbiter.
Right.
And if you're going to try to refer to him for status of requests too, I guess. Right. So, because I've talked to Whittington on these same type of things. I've had questions for him. Where are they? And I've called him. And, you know, just, you know, what's going on? We gave the articles to him, and I said, hey, look, I'll publish these things. He said, no, they'd do it. So this particular point, it's this issue around the articles of incorporation.
Well, Scott's got a motion.
Now, we have a bill here for you. I mean, he didn't get a second.
Okay.
So we want to have it so anyone can call him as long as they have the authority to follow up.
No, Chuck is the guy that follows. And the officers that have responsibility to deal with what he's doing should be able to call him without having to, you know, go through a third party. You know, that doesn't make any sense. If Russ has responsibilities for what Whittington's doing, he should be able to call Whittington directly.
I think it would have been easier to call Chuck. We had three people calling the attorney on the same thing.
Okay.
It would have been easier to just say, okay, if you're doing a follow-up, yes, it's within his responsibility. Call Chuck and say, Chuck, we follow up with Whittington. We haven't heard back. Then we wouldn't have had three people getting different information, and his staff is getting upset because we got three people calling on the same issue.
I agree. Yeah,
there shouldn't have been three people calling anyway.
I didn't call. He called me from cruise ship.
Well, I see. No.
It's like,
right. I'm just a little. I don't know what Scott's referring to when he says it's a little cruise ship.
Well, Bill put in a call. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not mad at anyone. I'm just saying if he has the best communication, yes, Russ has to be able to follow up.
Right.
But it'd be easier if it just went all through him. He knows what's going on. He knows the staff.
Okay.
And
all right. So reaffirming that Chuck is the gatekeeper for Whittington. We have legal services expenses here of $1,800. With him, does that have to do with what? Do you remember?
I have. Yeah. No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Monthly or annual?
No, that's to date.
That's to date this year.
Okay.
To date this year.
Yeah,
okay.
All those questions you're asking. Right? You ask questions, it's $200.
Right.
And that's a given.
Well, we can ask our legal coordinator, Chuck, here.
See what the bill is. What has he been billing for?
I'll find out.
Okay. All right. Walker Trash. You had a question about?
Do you want to see a copy of his bill when it comes in? I think that would be good. Because usually it's just $1,800 is nothing for an attorney over 6 months. I mean, a few questions.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the fact that the guy is charging us half of his normal rate is. Sorry. Anyway.
Trash.
Trash. Here's my thing. And, beyond the fact that what's going on with me, we have insurance, and I both have been down here. And I don't know if we're trying to save money by keeping only five dumpsters instead of six dumpsters. I know we have a six dumpster, whatever. There seems to be a summer. But in the wintertime, you know, the last go-around here was just a couple of weeks ago. No dumpster could be closed. All the locks were unlocked. Things are so crammed full of stuff, and then we come down to load our garbage. We're picking up garbage that's on the ground to throw in there, and I know of at least three other community members that have done that, and I don't understand if we're here as a nonprofit organization in this trash business involuntarily,
we're not supposed to be making a ton of money on this. Put the damn extra dumpster out there. Let's have it. It's supposed to be for convenience, not okay. for the cost.
Okay, I had one call that says that there was one weekend when it was all tied up and full.
Oh.
But you just let me know if we
I
need.
I can trash down out of here.
Just,
yeah.
No,
okay.
Just
so yeah, there's no, and we can actually have the two pickups a week. That, you know, that's.
I don't know.
Pardon?
Number two has got a private lot. You can't get into.
A private lot. Somebody change the numbers?
Change
if they have a key, anybody has a key that can change it.
Lockridge dumpster.
Yeah.
It
is.
Yeah.
I just think for community purposes, convenience would be the key rather than.
Sure. No. The one weekend that I was aware that there was an issue is that somebody had left the thing open and somebody dumped another bunch of these construction things in there.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
all
but
five
it's been
of them.
Going on.
Have you looked at this at all to see who's dumping that construction stuff in there? This
oh, no,
video?
No.
The video?
No. That'll be one thing I'll butt right in. That I brought my stuff in here hopefully to get the cameras working
okay.
today.
Okay.
And, we have to get Chris to put it on the website. I'll be talking to you about that. But right now I have to put another router in. We have one that would work. It's kind of neat. You can watch the helicopter pad and all
right.
from the one
okay.
and the dumpsters from the other.
Okay.
So
all right.
Real time.
Okay, for the trash. You got to let me know if you're having those issues, and the only one I knew about was the one time, and I thought, well, okay, that was just some weird weekend, but okay, I'll talk to them. At least add the six, see if that works, and then we'll add, you know, to two-time pickup, you know, if that's what it is, because the volume is much higher than we anticipated. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You do. Unfortunately, I think the camera would help, but you get people just leaving trash.
Right. Yeah. Whoever. There has to be some individual or two that are doing things there consistently, because you know there's locks left on the ground. There's locks that are, you know, things left open maliciously. It's hardly worth the energy to try to chase somebody like that down. It's just a nuisance. Okay. The insurance is due. Sorry.
When one of those is broken for, I don't know, a month, that you couldn't get into that one because it was jammed into that one.
Yeah.
Is that ours or theirs? Or
it's theirs to do, but if I don't know about it, and Shad came down with his hammer and sledgehammer and banged it out so it would work, and then people put the lock in backwards.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. They all do that.
Yeah.
Put it upside down.
Okay. We're in the garbage business. You know, it's just part of the deal with it, but.
Who makes $6,000 a year? It's worth more.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Okay, because the more people are using it, that's the other part of it that's happening. Okay, the insurance is due. I meant to bring the insurance renewal, but it's the same as last year. It's the same fee as last year, $2,500. We'll go ahead and pay it unless somebody doesn't want us to shop the insurance. Yeah, I know. Okay.
That insurance, is that the whole package, or is that just for the...
For garbage.
Okay.
For garbage.
All right. That's not like the... hazardous material.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's their insurance, liability insurance with us named insured.
The whole thing.
WFPA is a named insured for Walker Trash Collection Service, which they own entirely.
Right.
And, this is really convoluted. Something we might want to talk about now. Somebody, Rudy, mentioned that the fees were too low.
That wasn't me. Somebody I know.
I'm not really in the mood to increase the fees, even though they may be relatively inexpensive. It's $180 a year. You know, the fee structure has been $180 for a year, $120 for 6 months.
That's good.
$30 a month if they want to do it individually, and then after for the final 3 months of the year, I charge them $90, which is $30 a month. So. There is one lady every month, every year she has a big party, and so she subscribes for 1 month. And they have their big party.
Subscribe once she has the combination.
Yeah,
right.
Just we're trusting people to not do it. So, I don't want to have to be involved in communications back and forth with everybody. And if they're going to cheat us, I don't know what to say.
Well, if they're going to cheat us, they can just put a bag next to it anyway.
Right,
so
sure.
They need the combination.
Anything else about the garbage other than nobody likes it?
You're doing good work, Bill. Seriously, I vote that you do it for life.
Well, I tell you, they had somebody doing it for life, and they took it away from her, so. Yeah. Okay. Anything else from the board? Community announcements? Anybody, I think, from the community? Chuck?
I'll just, touch on this, and Roger can back me up on this. We've had several responses from the website, and it has to do with home insurance. And there are people having a hard time getting, and Roger didn't understand, I didn't understand, we've gotten insured for years. But, you know, this recent gal over a combination farmers, she hired them, paid it, they recanted. Three other companies didn't want to insure her, and it had to do with the number of twigs or branches or trees or something on their property. I'm not really sure, but we've had many inquiries through the website about this, and people are running into more and more snafus on it.
Well, let's find someone to insult it and tell them to put an ad on the Walker webpage.
Well, we can do that.
That'd pay off if we have a provider.
I was only raising the issue because what Lauren's Firewise thing is doing is definitely an improvement for the properties here in Walker, but there is an ongoing, if anybody's read the paper over the last couple of weeks, they had these two major articles about building in the forest, and, you know, we don't want to get into a situation where we are going to be looked at as, anomalies and can't get insurance.
The insurance companies are deciding to do this. They came and inspected us. I had a call from another guy that he's grandfathered in, so he's insured, but that company that he's insured with is not writing new policies in the forest. So we've had a couple inquiries that we've forwarded to Roger, and I don't know if the insurance company's decisions are based on whether or not we have a fire department. It's based on whether or not you're in the forest.
Yeah.
And so us as a fire department, we're doing what we can do to respond to fires, whatever the ISO ratings, if they don't even think they pay much attention to that anymore, maybe not. But we're doing as best we can.
I don't know whether we want to, touch this hot potato too much, but is it worth us looking at who isn't insuring in the community?
I think that changes a lot. One thought, haven't been to a million disasters. The big insurance companies like State Farm, those are the guys that start redlining areas.
Yeah.
My recommendation to anybody that's going out for insurance, go find a small insurance company that has minimal exposure in the forest. You know, State Farm all of a sudden will wake up one day and say, we're not gonna write policies here. And then that 50% of the people in the forest had State Farm because they were cheaper. You're better off paying a little bit more with an obscure company back in Chicago that has no idea about Walker.
Farmers is getting to the point, too. They
yeah. This is happening all over the country, guys. I mean, you have the Gulf Coast, Florida.
It's just
the eastern seaboard. It's not just fires. It's everything.
Yeah.
So we'll be
Oklahoma, who the hell would want insure in there?
Right. Maybe on in one of our newsletters,
we'll add
a little advice to people that are either existing, that are losing their home coverage or something, and let them know that go to a small independent agency. You know, in the area, and that's where we're with this.
I don't know. That's hot potato.
Yeah, I think that we just do our stuff. We're a volunteer fire department. We're here doing the best we can.
That's right.
The insurance companies can make their decision about the area based on whatever there is here, including us. And if we start getting involved and telling people,
I didn't know if there was a call to action here or not.
No, I was just saying.
Yeah. If you don't know, the insurance companies are looking at these areas with
scrutiny.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
And if they come to inspect you and you have pine needles on your roof.
Right. Yeah. Well, you might have to get rid of them is the problem. And some of these people just don't want to. They'll just find another company.
Yeah.
We're still on new business?
Yes.
Yes. We got the check from the tribe, $5,000.
Okay.
And we need to write him a letter. We probably should have done that when the check came.
Okay. Write the letter.
Do you want me to write it? It should come from you?
Yeah, write the letter. I'll sign it.
Deal.
And then we have like Walker letterhead, and then also our tax ID number, all that stuff for them.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all on that letter.
Yeah,
right?
It's all on the letter.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get that to you today.
Well, I won't see it today.
Well, you can do it what you want.
I'll put it on nice paper.
There you go.
Give me the address and where to mail it to.
Yeah, I'll take care of all it and the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other new business?
Yeah, I'm going to. This is a small matter, but we've been talking about this sign for the...
Everything that's small gets big in this place.
No, it's going to be...
It can drag on, too.
And I'm going to take charge of that.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it with John. And just kind of get some ideas on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the artistation.
You two guys
are the artists.
Speaking of the sock
for the helicopter, he was saying something about wanting a brighter color or a newer one, or is that...
I thought they were going to take care of it for us, Native Air, but I don't know. Well, I dyed it.
Oh, you got... Yeah. First, they want more cement. They want a brighter sock.
Do they want a brighter sock?
Okay.
Good, or we'll do a fundraiser for it. That's right. Let's show them the sock fundraiser.
Yeah. I think we're going to pay for
emergency sock.
Thanks, Vic.
Any announcements? Stephen, you have anything to talk about? Sharon?
No.
Chuck? Glenn? You got to be kidding me. Laura?
These insurance companies reflect carefully these policies. I've got... three properties that I've assessed so far that they just black canceled the policies.
You know the names of the companies, were they big guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's,
yeah.
It's, I don't know if they're doing this from satellite or if they're actually coming out and visiting the properties. But these three properties all definitely were hazardous, and they needed to be cleaned up. Now, I got a call from Broom Creek Fire Department. They're all caught up on their mitigations, and they're looking for work. I don't know what they charge, but this might be an avenue for some of these people to get their properties mitigated. They would have to foot the bill because I don't have any money left for them in the grant.
Yeah, but they have just become helping hands when they're doing this, right? They're just people that are out wanting to cut timber and keep their guys busy and employed.
Well...
But they were doing it for free over there.
They
yeah.
pretty much mitigated their area.
Yeah, right.
So they'd like to keep their farming busy, and so they've approached me to see if...
Especially if they do it for free, that'd be great.
They charge.
I don't know what they charge.
It ain't going to be free.
This is work for the guys. They were working off of a grant for many years. The grant was exhausted.
Yeah.
But they want to keep the guys employed if possible.
Yeah.
So that's how that came together.
Sure.
Okay.
The
guy down here with the RJ
did
a heck of a job.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Somebody snitched him off to the county for building without a permit.
Oh, really?
They
did?
Really?
Back to the
wetland.
Okay.
I'd like to mention one more thing.
Okay.
WCAA, their coat drive was successful this year. We purchased from the pledge money. We were able to purchase 33 Thanksgiving dinners.
Well, how many coats did they collect?
$137.
Wow. That's a lot of coats.
So I owe you $137. They never came to get the money from me. She said
it's
she
the
wanted
guy right there,
the
check. Yeah, I haven't heard from her. That's not like Victoria. Usually she's clamped right here.
Right.
No, you sent yours.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm right on top of things.
Flo sent yours. I never knew
on the list.
That's right. Go with the flow.
Okay. I was on the list, so if she wants to send me a bill, whatever. You know, or I'll give you the money.
Well, it's already paid for it.
Okay.
It's too late. Thanksgiving's passed.
Okay.
Never too late to get money.
Okay. Stephen, you had asked earlier about the planning committee. I think that they are still meeting or had presented us to us some sort of a plan, and we accepted it. Well, it was published.
Plan.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was a page.
It was a page of things that needed to be done to create a plan.
Right.
Well, no, it was the plan, I thought.
Now.
Someone said it was a wish list.
Yeah, right. We got a response back. Victoria wrote back, said it was a wish list rather than a plan. But there was probably...
Well, that's what a planning committee does. It is a wish list. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
But you got to have some...
Sure. Well, do you have a copy of that, Russ?
That was put on the website.
No, but it's on the website.
It was on the website. So it's on the website, Stephen.
Yeah.
If I, okay. Big plan. Okay.
I've had enough rest. We're getting back to work now.
Motion.
Well, any other discussion?
I'm ready.
Yeah,
motion.
Steve. Okay.
I'm here for you.
Okay, John says.
Motion.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
Oh, Rudy finally gets in there. Any other discussion? All in favor?
I have to get our names in there just as proof.
All in favor?
All in favor. Good.
Thanks.
All right.
Keith,
you got a little bright night for coming on?
Oh. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, poor guy.
Well, yeah, let's hang out for a little longer.
Keep in the chat.
Yeah, don't worry.
Hey, Lauren,
I'd like to say I haven't had him for a long time. But
a week on
right.
Steroids and...
Oh.